Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. It's Saturday, Sunday the 24th of September.
50-50 or phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
It's see what I did there? Saturday, Sunday the 24th of September. You never know when it's going to be repeated.
Monday or Tuesday. No, you've got all bases covered. What an open to the show with Van Halen and Jump. Yeah. That has to be one of my favourites.
It's very good, Jump.
It is good, isn't it? It's brilliant. That was Dave Lee Roth at his best.
It was.
I wish I looked like Dave Lee Roth.
With multicoloured spandex and a pair of white bother boots.
I can get the spandex, but I will never look like Dave Lee Roth.
No. He was a big climber, you know, Dave Lee Roth.
Socially or walls?
Walls.
Really?
Yeah, walls and mountains. He was a massive mountain climber.
I know he's somewhere give it up for a while to become a paramedic.
Well, he did, yeah, because the band just went all horribly wrong, didn't they?
Yeah, well, largely probably due to various indiscretions with people's wives.
Yeah, it's never good.
No. Wrong. How are you today, Simon?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
Oh, top form.
Excellent.
Usual. Yes. Yes, it's
how
great.
Was your week?
It's been smashing.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, I've been in France, actually.
Have you?
Yes, digging up my taters.
Taters.
Which brings us to allotment thing later on.
Oh,
but
yes.
Yeah, I'm all is safely gathered in now for the winter.
Brilliant.
My runner beans are all up. I don't know what to do with them. I'm going to try and dry in some.
Yes.
Imagine, we can have our own Barlotti beans.
Get in.
Be nice, that, huh?
I love a hairy garden.
Hey, aye.
You can harvest all day. It's lovely.
I think the Wurzels are due for a resurgence, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, can any rock bands out there do as a Wurzels cover, but like with thrash metal?
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
That was Twisted Sister. You certainly wouldn't nose down your hairy allotment, would you, really?
Not with a wig like that. No, what? No.
But you see, the allotment is a place of tranquility and beauty.
Yes.
You know, and I think it would be quite dysphasic having Twisted Sister down there.
Can you imagine opening your shed door and finding Twisted Sister outside? You'd think somebody had put something in your beer, wouldn't
you?
No. Be like, ooh.
I've got a little shed in my garden, and it's lovely. I've got a little chair there and like a bottle of beer. I'll sit there. And I put an old coffee machine in my potting shed.
Yeah, nice.
Let's have a brew there.
Oh, nice.
And that's what it should be. It's a little oasis, but it's an oasis. The allotment is the garden that gives and keeps on giving.
Yes. Yes.
Now, we've given you a recipe, and this week it's for a vegetable curry. The recipe is free!
Free!
Free! On the Planet Rock website. Now, we picked a vegetable curry because sometimes when you go for a forage in your garden...
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're going to come up with. But the thing is, if you do the basis to your vegetable curry right, basically you bung whatever you harvest into your vegetable curry.
You can.
Now, we set ourselves a mission some years ago, John McKingy, because a lot of vegetable curries are like mud.
Yes.
You go around to somebody's house, they say, I've done your vegetable curry.
You go, oh,
no, not again. But we've got so many good things in this, like with the spicing, the coconut milk, that kind of, they balance it up, and basically we keep the integrity of the veggies. And so really, this would be very good for the lady last week who wrote about her vegan gentleman.
Indeed. And we have brought you 4,000 years of alchemy from India and the surrounding area into this vegetable curry.
Yep.
Everything can be tasted, every layer, every texture, every spice. It's brilliant. So follow the flipping recipe, note for note, word for word.
Now, don't just look at the recipe and think, oh, God, I'm not buying that lot. Just buy it and keep it. Think of it as having like lots of salt and peppers. We've got garam masala, turmeric, cumin seeds, curry leaves, that's garlic, ginger, chilies. And they've got cauliflower, mushrooms, carrots, aubergines, sweet potatoes. It's all in there. Mushrooms, peas. It really is a
cornucopia of loveliness.
And it's great. And what I would have with this is a lemon rice. And lemon rice, all I do is cook rice in, put a bit of turmeric in so it looks yellow, lemon zest in, squeeze some lemon juice. This with lemon rice is epic. And but I'd say the main thing is, it's sometimes you don't know what you're going to get out of your allotment. But if you ended up just doing like taters, cauliflower, yeah, okay, you might have to go and buy an aubergine or two to put in it. You're going to have a really, really good meal. It's going to look good. It's going to taste good. And by golly, it's going to do you good. It's going to be worth digging.
Digging.
So what are you growing at the moment?
Well, other than the apples and the blackberries and the plums and the crab apples...
You're a bit of a fruit, aren't you?
I'm a bit of a fruit, dear heart. And pears. There's some pears coming on. Well, that's it. Because I've just moved, haven't I? So it's all like just what's there.
Yeah.
as opposed to your organised rows of heavenliness.
Oh, I know. But it's funny, you see, because my wife, she wants everything organic. But, you know, you can spray, but healthily.
What, like a cat?
Well, no, I got to admit, I do go around there with a bit of Roundup. Other weeklies are available when she's on the quiet, you know. But things like, she goes, like, you know, I mean, the paths and stuff.
Yeah.
She'll try everything. She goes, oh, you can put boiling salted water on it. But my path's 100 yards long. I'm running up and down with a kettle. You know, I'm crackered.
That's what you would be.
And I see the neighbour going down there with two tanks of weed killer on his back.
Yeah.
And his weed's brilliant. His path's clear.
Clear, lovely.
I can't do that to mine. She says it leaches and it spoils the veggies. But, you know, she's right.
Yeah, she's right, like, Dave, to be fair, dude.
I know, but there's all sorts of tricks, like put grapefruit in the thing to stop slugs getting in. Allegedly.
I know, it works, that, actually.
Yeah, but I got black fly on me broad beans, and I read somewhere that if you spray them with the sugar solution...
Yeah, it makes them worse.
I didn't do much, I tell you. But anyway, no, do grow your own, it's fabulous.
Yes, do.
It's both good for therapy and... You can put a bit of... Sunday mornings when we're on, you can put us on in your potting shed.
Yeah, that's good. It's good, that. It's good.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Sunday Roast Amnesty, dear boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Is it a bad one?
It's from Diana Tingle.
What a nice name for a stripper.
It's a good list. Yes. Used to play down the Rex Club.
Aye.
Anyway, English roasting potatoes, she says, David. She said, hi, Si, hi, Dave. Sorry, boring roast potato question. I went to a very expensive carvery.
Yes.
Is there such a thing? And although it was £30 a head, the food was gorgeous.
Gorgeous,
she says. I want my roasties to be fluffy, but hot on the inside, but crispy on the outside.
Oh, Diana Tingle.
Please help me. I make roast potato cannonballs, and these posh ones have inspired me. Love, Diana.
Oof.
So she wants it hot on the outside, hot on the inside, and firm and crispy on the outside, David.
The first thing, Diana, is to buy a potato that's in season. One that hasn't been stored for a while, because if they're stored for a while, they go to water and produce, like, glucose. And, you know, sometimes potatoes taste sweet. And, you know, we get chips that are soggy and sweet. That's because your taters are old. Buy potatoes that are in season. Mice Piper, Yukon Girl would be very good. But make sure it's not some old tatty that's been there for 6 months.
Exactly. And full of water.
Aye. Parboil them probably 5 minutes, then drain them, put a lid on the pan, scruff them up. Drop them into some sizzling goose fat, a couple of tablespoons of semolina or polenta on top. Chef's trick. Cover them in the oil and roast them. And the semolina or polenta goes super crispy on the outside. You will get the fluffiest roasties you've ever tasted, Diana.
And it'll be cheaper than 30 quid a head.
Aye. And that certainly will give you a tingle.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I've got an email here, Kingy.
Yes, go on. What's
it's
the crack?
It's from Michael Quincy.
Yes, hello, Michael.
And the subject is Swiss Ultra.
Ooh.
Anyway, hi, Si and Dave. Any chance of a shout out for Claire Smith?
Hi, Claire Smith.
Claire's out in Switzerland. Completing the Swiss Ultra Decathlon.
Fit the neck. She's fit the neck.
Right. She's one amazing lady. So when she returns, what would you cook up for a recovery meal, please? Thanks, enjoying the show. What would you cook? I'd cook a Do you know what I'd do? I'd cook her a roast chicken dinner, a big, fat, plump chicken, sage and onion stuffing, mashed potatoes with a bit of truffle oil, crispy roast potatoes, baby carrots dipped in butter, good gravy, bread sauce, the full roast chicken whack.
Yeah, peas.
Lots of greens. Whatever's in green season, sauce, you can find. Nothing Mediterranean. Cabbage, spinach.
Yeah, just
broccoli.
Oh, lush,
but just
man.
Lots of good green, all the colours, the carrots and
red cabbage.
Yeah,
done in the oven.
Stuffing, gravy, bread sauce.
Yeah,
maybe even like chipolatas. A bit like Christmas dinner, but with chicken.
Scaled down.
Yeah,
with chicken.
The big, fat, plump, juicy chicken.
That's what. I'm with them. Definitely.
Right. So, anyway, this is where we find out Claire's a vegan.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show. Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.